This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can also head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. A gazillion things going on out there. Yeah, it's going to hawk my wares, as they say. You know, we have David Fisher's on with us on a regular basis here on The Real Side. And David is a financial planner, and he's into precious metals, gold stocks, and all that fun stuff. But David is willing to give you a free Morgan silver coin. All you got to do is call him, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, or check him out at landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com. You know, the government can do a lot with your retirement funds, a lot more than you think. The Dodd-Frank Act really left you open. They sold you guys down the river. They didn't sell me down the river. I ain't got no money. But they sold you guys down the river. And they can freeze your assets. They don't take them away from you. They just kind of freeze them, tell them you can have them. You can have them back when they get around to giving them back to you. 844-715-7311. David will send you the coming bail-in, his white paper for that, and then how you can also have your IRA in metals and, you know, metals being gold, silver, and that kind of thing. But it doesn't hurt you to call. It doesn't hurt you to at least find out what's going on, right? So I'll get to the main story in a second. And one of the things that dawned on me today was I am so tired of hearing how she won the popular vote. Hillary Clinton's really the president because she won the popular vote. And how she, when you get down to it, the people of this country voted for her and really wanted her, and that's why the Electoral College doesn't work, right? You know what? I'm not going to give you all the Electoral College argument. I'm not going to go down that road. But what I am going to say to you is this. If you want to play these variants of what if we did, then here's what I got for you. When you look at the map, you know, of voting in this 2016 election, and you see really who took what, you have to sit back and say, you know what? He did win the country. Now, whether you're for him or not, he did win the country. My argument for that is this. If you did a flyover, if you actually looked at where he won overall, he won the majority. We'll do it kind of the way they do it. He won the majority of the acreage in this country. Don't you care? If you look at the spots in this country where Mr. Trump actually took it, and not just if you can, get away from the get away from the Electoral College in your head. Okay, get away from the map, as you always see it, with the states called out in red and blue. But when you look county by county, how many counties he won, how many states he won, how much raw land he won, the majority, the overwhelming majority of the country voted for Donald Trump. The Dems don't exist in the middle of this country. I don't mean smack in the middle, just off the East Coast, just off the West Coast. You know, and if we let California secede like it wants to, a Dem will never be elected again. Go look at who carries these guys most of the time. So I'm kind of okay. Let them go. I live in it. Just give me time to get past the wall before they close us in. But you see what I'm saying, right? And I'm not suggesting... I'm not trying to make a play to shore up why he is the winner. You know, everybody wants to get to this point of saying, well, you know, it's the popular vote, and that's why we need to do away with the Electoral College, because the popular vote... Sure. Well, look, so what you're saying is, the whole country, if I use the straight logic of a popular vote, the whole country should be run by the needs and the wants of three or four major cities. That's it, for the whole country. Because that's what you'd have. Check it out on your own. That's what you would have. And again, when you look at the masses, what they require, what they need. Look at California. People don't really understand California. They think we're just a bunch of whack jobs, and for the most part, we are. There are pockets of conservatives. But this is these are, I've often said, I wouldn't mind six no, three yes of California breaking up in three different states. Because you've got the ultra-liberal eco-freaks to the north. And I mean ultra-liberal. It would be one of the only states in the country that, you know, would have no guns would be allowed at all in the least. Religion wouldn't be allowed. I mean, it really would be one of those whacktoid places. And the middle of the state is very agricultural. And the Dems in the middle of the state are more like moderate conservatives. Okay, moderate Republicans. And in the southern part of the state, there are a boat, believe it or not, even with San Diego, we're right next to the border, you have a boatload of conservatives. So you have three major differences in California. You could have three major states. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. More of this when we come back on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. At Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Whether you like it or not. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GC. I guess it's not too early to say Merry Christmas. We're after Turkey Day. I refuse to do it before Turkey Day. And listen, let me throw a couple things at you guys since you're very active. First of all, I want to thank Stanley from Texas for joining us tonight. Also, Lise from Canada. You don't get much. I know you don't get much of the conservative talk shows in Canada. I even think it's against the law if they're in it. And then Michael from Manitoba, New Jersey. Hey, thanks for joining us tonight as well. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not just saying that. I do appreciate when you guys join. But I also even more appreciate when you're active in the Facebook feed, because I get a feel for what you're thinking. Unlike most talk show hosts, I don't believe I know it all. You know, I just, hey, let's just put it out there. I do not believe I know it all. I'd love to get input from some of you guys. And John from oh my God, John from Boston, my hometown, Boston. And I don't go Boston because that's anybody who says they're from Boston, they're not really from Boston. Okay, let's get that out of the way. Thanks, John, for being with us tonight. And also, we've got John from South Carolina too in here. Victor from Texas. I could be doing this all night, guys. But I do so much appreciate you guys joining me tonight, and I do appreciate you taking the time to listen. I really do. So anyway, God, all these windows popping up. Knock it off. What was I saying? Well, that would be the first time. California being three states, which I'm pretty much done with and bored with. But basically, we could break up California into three states. It is three different places. If you're on the East Coast, you know what I mean. I mean, there's just driving from New Hampshire to Boston to Rhode Island. You're in three different universes. They speak differently. They have different lingos in Boston. And we do have somebody from Boston in the feed, so he'll get this. We don't have soda in Boston. We have tonic. Okay, that's what we have in Boston. If you ask for tonic in the South, they send you to the pharmacy, because that's where you get tonic, is at the pharmacy, right? I mean, everybody's got a different way of saying and doing things. Different businesses, different things going on, you know, from Georgia, Florida, what have you, all the way up to Maine. It's the same thing in California. You could have a multitude of states in California because of the way they look at things. And if you could take the labels off of these guys, and just label them as liberal, conservative, moderate, not Republican or Democrat, because that seems to make a big difference. You could make changes in this state if you would get away from the party politics. But you can't seem to get away from the party politics. It stinks. It really does stink. All right. So I started a couple of stories the other night that I never really finished. I kind of touched on them. I didn't think it was a big deal. And then today, as I was looking at what was going on in the news and some of the meltdowns that we've been having from some of our snowflakes out there. I don't have any. If you guys have got a better name for these people, you let me know what they are. Less offensive, which I don't really care about being offensive. But the first story is out of California. And I read this story and started rolling around. I am sorry. I realize that people have dietary needs and it's not all a good thing. I get all of that. But this to me is just simply whacked. Okay, this did not require a lawsuit. Maybe some yelling and screaming, but not a lawsuit. So apparently, Chipotle's being, and I don't know, is Chipotle nationwide? I don't know. It is? Okay. It's owned by McDonald's, so it probably is nationwide. So Chipotle's being sued over a burrito that left customers feeling too full. I mean, seriously, how many times have you guys eaten and gone, oh my God, I can't get out of the chair, let's sue the restaurant? Because I couldn't keep my mouth shut. I just kept shoving food in there when I was getting the signals, whoa, this is getting bad. You know, stop eating. You're not going to be able to get out of the table. So Chipotle's been on the fire for some time dealing with a drop in sales following the series of foodborne illnesses. Okay, I got that. That wasn't cool. That wasn't good. But now they're facing legal action against the burrito they're serving. Because it makes people feel too full. And it doesn't come out of Boston, it doesn't come out of Chicago, it doesn't come out of Georgia. No, it comes out of Los Angeles, the loon capital of the country. Three customers say Chipotle's chorizo burrito is advertised on its menu board containing only 300 calories, but left them feeling suspiciously satisfied. We don't want that now, do we? Matter of fact, if you're too happy, you're feeling too good, you're feeling too full, something's got to be wrong, and somebody requires a lawsuit somewhere, doesn't it? One of the plaintiffs, now there's 23 plaintiffs so far. How that is a class action suit, I don't know. One of the plaintiffs reportedly bought the Chorizo burrito, bezito, whatever it's called, believing that it's contained the aforementioned low-calorie count after eating the floury tortilla stuffed with rice, beans, cheese, and sausage. Now, I am sorry, but if you've got rice, beans, and cheese wrapped in a tortilla, and you think it only has 300 calories, you've really got some serious psychiatric care needed. You need to check your medication. Now, he quickly realized after eating it that he felt excessively full, and the lawsuit states that he quickly realized that the burrito couldn't possibly have been only 300 calories. Now, unless this guy really had a dietary problem, And don't you think you could have taken that up with the manager first? Why is this a lawsuit? That's the part that bothers me. He says customers are lulled into a false belief that the items they're eating are healthy. I'm sorry. Let me read that again to you, okay? A flowery tortilla. Are you listening? Stuffed with rice. Okay, rice, I guess, is okay. Beans might be okay. Cheese? Eh, not so much. And if you've ever seen sausage made, you know that's not good for you. Tastes great, not good for you. Right? To sit down, how many people, raise your hand, how many people go to a fast food restaurant for good, healthy food? If you do that, you really need to sit down and rethink your mindset on what good, healthy food is. Nobody ever says, I need to change my nutritional value for the better. Let's go to McDonald's. Doesn't work. Chipotle gave a rather vague statement regarding the lawsuit, because as you all know, or people with two brain cells are rubbed together, you don't talk about lawsuits in public, at least not till they're settled. Chipotle said, you ready for this vague comment? Currently, the lawsuit is nothing more than allegations. What did you want them to say? Yes. Currently, we're looking at the lawsuit because we know we're guilty and may have to pay out some money. Really, what do you want them to do? Now, they did put out a tweet earlier this month when a customer did question the 300 calories. Chipotle returned a response that the 300 calories is only for the chorizo. Although, I don't know what the heck. What is that sausage, right?
Sausage.
Just the sausage portion. Mm-hmm. So you got three. But seriously, I'm not saying that we should allow them to lie. If they got to put it up there. And in California, you have to. I don't know if this is in every state. But in California, you have to put up the calorie count. Otherwise, you're in violation of something, I'm sure. We do away with plastic bags. Matter of fact, this is Bloomberg's utopian state, where you dictate everything. I'm going to calm down. We'll be right back. Well, we got more of this garbage coming up after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We will be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
There's a song you couldn't do today. No, really, the snowflakes would start to fall apart all over the place. Oh, what do you mean, brick house? What are you saying? That's a black term. You're just disgusting. That's what they would... Anyway, you're listening to The Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on Genesis Communication Network. It just makes me nuts. I mean, some of the most classic movies, right? Mel Brooks movies, Young Frankenstein and all of that. You couldn't have those today. They wouldn't make it. They'd be boycotted. Well, not by me. Heck, I'd go anyway. I wouldn't care. I haven't lost my sense of humor. Look at me. You know? Anyway, always a pleasure to be with you. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with us. Victor from Texas, thank you for joining us tonight and being part of the conversation. And I mean that, like I always say, I do. I mean that sincerely. I'm glad you guys are engaged. I'm glad you guys are on top of stuff. I'm glad you guys call me out. And I don't have a problem with you calling me out for being wrong. Send me an email during the show, joe@therealside.com. If I get a fact wrong, I get something wrong, I don't care. I'm fallible. I'm not like some of those other guys who think I'm right about everything all the time. I am right about most things most of the time, but other than that. Back quickly to our Chipotle debacle. These guys are amazing. Hey, listen, if you really want to get involved, help support the show, that kind of stuff, you need Christmas gifts, head up to the website, therealside.com, or you can go to therealside.com/store. Now, in the store, you're going to find a button I have that says it's okay to say Merry Christmas. I used to give away, but too many of you asked for them, and I can't afford to do that. But it's pretty darn close to the time, the cost, and all that fun stuff. So there's a button, and I got to tell you, it opens up conversation. Whenever I go into a store or what have you, and I have it on, people will always say to me, Merry Christmas to you too. Glad you wore the button. Some cashiers aren't allowed to say Merry Christmas to you unless you say it first, and the button beats you to the punch should you forget. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing. And then my new book is out, The Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get it in color. You can get it in black and white. You can get it via PDF. You can get it on Amazon. What's that thing? The Kindle. We make it available a dozen ways this Sunday. All right, so whether you're a conservative parent, wanting to instill these values in your children, a Christian wanting to preserve your First Amendment rights. I mean, there's so many things going on in the book that you can learn from, that you can use out in your everyday walk with people. Really, take a look, and you can browse through. I guess on Amazon you can browse through a couple of pages, and you can take a look and see what the book is about before you decide to plunge in and spend anywhere from, you know, big bucks, anywhere from $12 to $17 for the book. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. But back to these snowflakes, this whole Chipotle thing. And again, I don't know necessarily this is young people as a whole, but think about it. These young people became old people, and not that long ago. I don't know what's going on here. So again, why we have to go to lawsuit? Why? Because it's Chipotle, it's a big company, deep pockets, you might make some money. I mean, seriously, if I really was watching my diet that much, and I don't know if some, you know, I have lost a few pounds since the summertime, and I do watch what I eat, and you know, I got a bit of a brain. It does work a little bit. Some of the brain cells are moving around in there and keep me awake. And when I go into these places, there's one place particularly I go to that has very fresh vegetables and stuff like that that they make sandwiches with. That's that pita pit or something like that. And they have, you know, wheat pitas and all that. But I think it's hilarious because they go health, 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 health. And then you look at the different cheeses they got, the sauces they got, and how much sugar's in the sauces, and you're going, wait a minute, how is that healthy? You can't have that much sugar in something and tell me it's good for you. So I don't eat the cheeses, I don't eat the sugars, I don't do any. I do just straight vegetables and sometimes with oil and vinegar. I think that's pretty natural. Olive oil. If it's not olive oil, I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? But that's how, you got to use a little bit of your mind there. And God forbid you actually think. Not even think out. I'll tell you what. Don't even worry about thinking outside the box. How about we start off with just thinking? How about that? Is that a way to look at it? Anyway, so you got a lot of stuff you can buy, like I said, on the website, in the store. I do appreciate the money you spend there because it goes right into my pocket and helps me keep the show on. And maybe we can get rid of some of those commercials at some point in time. Wouldn't that be exciting and wonderful? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, so I touched on this story the other night. And as it sunk in, because I went by it at 100 miles an hour, I never should have. I should have given it the time that it deserved. And one of the things that I read in it, or that I had read past, and I looked at it, I said, well, okay, that's the part that I missed. So I'm going to hit it in detail tonight. You can't handle it. I don't know what to tell you. Mother Teresa apparently is a white supremacist. Now, I never knew that. Who would have thought? I didn't realize, and looking at the picture of her, I guess you could take that, you could believe that, because she's got white robes on, a white headscarf. She's a white person. Apparently, she only likes white. I don't know. But according to a feminist site, they claim that Mother Teresa was a hypocrite with no real interest in helping people, a symbol of white supremacy to boot. Now, the site's called Babe. I don't know how anybody takes a site called Babe seriously, but anyway. Unless you're heavily into porn or something, and then I can see you taking the site seriously, right? Now, they have a huge millennial female audience, right? And they claim that Teresa was declared a saint earlier this year, is morally bankrupt as medieval crusaders. Yeah, I have a hard time with some of these words. So she was as morally bankrupt as medieval crusaders. Somebody who doesn't know their history, but we'll move on. And she did willful violence to people she cared for. Now, I could agree with that to a degree because I'm sure she had to hold some of them down to give them the vaccines they needed to make them feel better. We could get the pills down their throats, whatever they needed. I guess if you want to call that violence, you could. But this high IQ, delightful person, I'm trying to be nice, by the name of Kitty Wyndham, a London-based activist who was raised Catholic, right? So that means she hates Catholics. That's usually when you see that in there, when somebody says, yeah, I was raised a Catholic, that usually, unless they go further with it, means that they hate Catholicism. Look, I was raised a Catholic. I loved my Catholic upbringing. I keep saying that to people. I learned a lot from the Catholic belief system. I learned a lot from Catholicism, from the nuns around me, from the priests. No, I was never abused. That's why I get so mad when they paint with such a broad brush. I had great priests and role models when I was growing up. The same thing with the nuns. They cared. These ladies had nothing. They owned nothing. They showed up every day, and they taught little jerks like me in school. So I have a lot of respect for them. I have a lot of respect for what they taught me, the discipline they taught me. I'm no longer of the Catholic faith. But we'll leave it there. But see, I don't have anything negative to say about it. They also, she also accused St. Teresa of being a hypocrite because, check this one out, she accepted high-quality health care when she was dying. So because she got better health care, that she was able to provide for those people in the middle of nowhere. I mean, think of the people she serviced in the middle of nowhere, where there weren't landing strips. They probably had to ride a donkey for 12 hours to get to some of those villages. The people they helped. You know, this person, what's her name? Kitty Wenham. She probably has helped nobody in her life. She's probably never gone to a hospital and held a dying baby, or maybe helped administer a drug to somebody, or held somebody's head when they got hurt or hit or something like that. She's probably done nothing for humanity as a whole other than write for an online blog called Babe and get millennials all worked up. That's her social justice warrior mentality. And Mother Teresa helped thousands of young people live. Thousands and thousands of people, right, get out of their sickness. Bring medication to places medication would have never been brought to, or they wouldn't even have known about. She didn't hold the vial back and say, accept Christ or I can't give you these pills. She had a selfless love. Hey, most of you listening, I don't know you personally, but I would say to you, you probably don't have a 20th of the compassion this woman had for people. You know? I mean, again, not putting you down, but just saying, you're talking about a person, a human being, who gave her life for others. She gave up stuff. My understanding was she was a very intelligent woman. She didn't have to live in the jungle, live in the woods, live under the conditions she lived under. The article goes on to claim, our fascination with figures like Mother Teresa and other white men and women who are applauded for their work saving people in non-white areas makes it blatantly clear just how entrenched white supremacy still is in our collectivity. So white people going into areas where there are a bunch of black people to help them, right, is nothing more than white supremacy. I want you to let that sink in during the break. I got a lot more to say about this when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Remember, Mother Teresa, get it in your head. Let's get this over with now. Was a white supremacist. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
One of my favorite leaders. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You have to be on coke to believe that some of this stuff works. Some of the stories that we tell, to believe that they actually work in practice. You're going to be out of your mind. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be in the conversation. Or you can head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved. There's so many things going on up there on the website, and people smarter than I in both the Facebook feed and in the chat room online. But I want to get back to this. Apparently, Mother Teresa was a white supremacist, and I never knew it. I grew up, and everybody was lying to me. I guess all those wonderful things that she did for the black community, for African Americans, putting herself at at health risk and everything else. She did all of that because she hated black people. She was a white supremacist. She was trying to get them to come to her religion or else. I'm sure there's a multitude of stories that we don't seem to be able to find anywhere that talk about how she wouldn't give people medication until they accepted Christ, apparently. You know what I'm saying? Our fascination with the woman is just needs help. Now, producer Tammy just told me that she wasn't a Catholic. She was in a Catholic school, which I get. There were plenty of people who go to Catholic school that weren't Catholics when I was a kid. But for the education, they had a great education. I don't know what it's like now, but their system was great. The writer goes on to say it also claims that church missionary work is an act of cultural violence and the moral equivalent to a violent armed invasion. That's right. When those church missionaries come in, they come in with those crosses blazing as they beat people over the head with them till they accept Christ. Right? Right. Wrong. Look, the early missionaries were brutal. I got it. There were some of them that were very brutal. They considered the Native Americans. Actually, you can't even say Native Americans because they were all up and down America. South America. So they treated others, the non-Catholics, the non-believers, they treated them like heathens, as you would have it. Right? And they weren't civilized until they accepted Christ. It's just not right. And as time went, especially today, they don't do that today. They go in, they feed them. They clothe them if they want clothing. They give them food. They help them with medicine. That's so terrible, isn't it? And yes, they do speak the gospel to them. They do talk to them about Christ. That's so terrible, isn't it? If they don't want it, they don't accept, it's not a problem. The missionaries move on to the next village. Terrible. Violence. Terrible. But I suppose this person would say that what the anti-Trumpers are doing here in this country is not violence. What the BLM people are doing is not violence. They're protesting. She goes on to say, often white, often rich individuals dedicate their lives to enshrining themselves in cultures that they know nothing about. It's not coincidental that the main efforts of those delegations have been focused for the past centuries on largely non-white countries. The church labels themselves as barbaric. The church labels them as barbaric, and language, traditions, ancestries, cultures are destroyed at the touch of a hand in a matter of years. In the time of the Crusades, this was done by violent force. But the manipulative nature of the emotional blackmail that missionaries use today is no more moral. Well, what is that blackmail? No, seriously. I'd like to know what they say. Maybe somebody in the Facebook feed knows. You're going to go to hell if you don't accept Christ. Blackmail. Okay, I guess that's blackmail. But if you don't believe in heaven and hell, it doesn't really much matter.
Or maybe they won't get the poverty, the money help.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, because I've heard of that all the time where churches go to these villages and won't give them any money, any help, any medication until they accept Christ, which is a line of crock. Seriously, no. This is a hateful, you know, when you read these things, you understand that these people are just hateful. They're hateful and immature. Right? The church labels them as barbaric because of some of the things that they do. And that was, you're talking about back in the time of the Crusades. You realize, I don't know if this person realizes, there's nobody alive from the time of the Crusades anymore. I don't think, you know, unless you're what, thousands of years old?
Zombie.
A zombie. Okay, well, in the middle of a zombie apocalypse, you might be able to find somebody that old. But here you go. I mean, you see what I'm saying here? These people are out of touch with reality. They're digging. They're making things up to a degree, and they're digging to try to make these people look bad. Mother Teresa, a white supremacist, are we serious? Mother Teresa, when she went into these villages, even if they never accepted Christ, even if they never accepted her God, she still fed them. She still gave them medication. She still cared for them. And yes, the mistakes of old are changed. There's no taking by force. And telling somebody that Christ is the only way to heaven, if that's what their scripture says, if that's what they believe, how is that emotional blackmail? If you don't believe it, look, there's stuff you could tell me all day long. If I don't believe it, you're going to hurt my feelings. You're going to make me feel bad for you because you don't believe the way I do, but you're not going to hurt my feelings. It's yesterday's news, people. She goes on to say, the forthright claims which would seem to apply to any religiously motivated act of charity are, needless to say, at odds with the views of the church, which canonized her earlier this year. At a ceremony in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis said of Teresa, "She bowed down before those who were spent, left to die on the side of the road." You know what? I can see how this is white supremacist. Does this mean that only white people stop and pick up people that were thrown away like useless garbage? They don't even realize what they're saying. They don't have a clue as to what comes out of their mouth. "She bowed down before those who were spent. She left to die on the side of the road, seeing in them their God-given divinity." You know, I always say this, and you guys kind of laugh sometimes when I say, "You're lucky that I believe in God. You're lucky that I believe in a power and a being higher than I am, in charge, the man at the top, so to speak. Because if it's left up to my wiles, if I had to fend for myself and make sure I was okay, you'd all be in a lot of trouble. Seriously." "And be thankful I'm not God, because there'd be little lightning bolt spots all over the place for people I didn't much care for." But she realized that God has a love and a care for every person, every human. Not a love and a care for what they're doing. Let's not confuse the two. God has a love and a care for every creation he made, for every heartbeat he's created. And people need to have dignity. People who are mistreated, left on the side of the road to die, if you would, she decided to give them a voice, to help them out, to get them back on their feet. It had nothing to do with color. She didn't care what color they were. How is that white supremacy? I can't even get a lib to write me to let me know some of these things that we talk about at night. When I get a response like, "You won't listen." Well, why don't you try me? If you do it without emotion and without calling me names, you might find out I might listen. Anyway, he goes on to say, "Her voice heard before the powers of this world, so that they might recognize their guilt for the crime of poverty that they created. For Mother Teresa's mercy was the salt which gave flavor to her work. It was a light which shone in the darkness of many who no longer had tears to shed for their poverty and their suffering." Right? So this, think about her. Think about what this woman, the woman who wrote this, yes, I'm not saying it's a woman because they're calling her a she. What do you want me to call her? Kitty Wenham, a London-based activist who was raised Catholic, which is not true. Already we found one bad thing about the article. Mother Teresa, a white supremacist. I'm saying this stuff over and over again. I want you to get this in your head. I want you to see how the left, or some on the left, or quite a few, I'll even say, on the left, think about this. How do you take a woman's work like this? If you can find me a letter she wrote, an incident she was involved with, something that went down in her life, that would show me, show you, prove to me that she was in it for the glory. Because look at the glory she got. She got a mansion. Donald Trump let her live in one of his towers, huh? She had servants waiting on her hand and foot all the time, didn't she? And many of you out there listening right now, I'm not trying to browbeat you, really not. You couldn't put up with 1/100th of that, what that woman had to put up with. You complain about, you know, serving people at home dinners once or twice a year, because it gets in the way of your bingo game or your whatever you got going on. Come on, think about it. I have friends of mine that say that they want to help, they want to do stuff, except that every time I throw something out at them, it gets in the way of something going on in their life. They can't give up one night, one issue, one incident to go help feed somebody, to help somebody out. When I when we try to collect money for meals and stuff around the holidays, I always say the same thing, because most of my buddies are as large as I am. All I need to do is give up one lunch. $25 is one lunch. You can feed a good-sized family at Christmas time for $25. I know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but you'd be surprised. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, when we come back, we're going to do two things. We're going to talk about the new website that's up about the professors at these liberal colleges and what they believe. They're incensed by it. They can't believe that somebody would publish what they believe. What are you afraid of? I don't get it. Number two is, when we first come back, we're going to hear from students who prefer Castro over Trump, which should scare you to no end. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your enemies, your unloved ones about the show. Come on back. If you're on Facebook, you got to reset at the top of the hour. I don't know what to tell you. It's just the way life is. Please don't have a meltdown. We'll be back in a few minutes.